22-year-old Sean Reinhart was shot and killed on Monday in what police say was a drug-related robbery. A panelist at today's Gun Violence Summit says one way to prevent such deaths is to strengthen laws that prohibit gun ownership for people with a history of violence or drug abuse. Dr. Garen Wintermute teaches emergency medicine at the University of California, Davis.
People who've been convicted of violent misdemeanors like assault and battery or brandishing a firearm. Another would be people who have a documented history of alcohol abuse, who have multiple convictions for alcohol-related crimes.
Assistant Milwaukee Police Chief James Harpool will also be at the summit. He says it's time to make illegal possession of a gun a more serious offense than possession of marijuana. Harpool says right now it's easier to land in jail for drugs than it is for illegally carrying a gun.
And then we talk about then how many people are incarcerated, especially African-American men, for drug possession. Yet armed individuals continue to roam the streets and oftentimes use these firearms in the commission of crimes.
But the president of the Milwaukee Urban League, Ralph Holman, says tougher gun laws aren't enough. He says what's needed is a community-based approach to changing the attitudes of the young men who are committing most of the gun crimes.
So that our young men don't think that they need a gun to protect themselves, to earn money, or to gain respect. And we really have to show our young men a more positive, a more productive way for them to live.
The Gun Summit is being held at the UW-Milwaukee School of Public Health. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.